When fate hands you lemons, make lemonade. Dale Carnegie.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hey there, revolutionaries. Samantha Lee right here, and you're listening to the Essential Oil Revolution. Today's episode is all about lemon essential oil. It's going to be a pretty quick episode just to give you a deeper understanding of the many, many ways that you can use the simple yet powerful lemon essential oil. But first, let's read from our DIY dugout. Today's DIY dugout recipe comes from Kate from Sonoma, California. Kate gave a recipe for peppermint brownies. Very simple. Simply mix in 4 to 6 drops of peppermint essential oil to your favorite brownie batter just before baking, and enjoy. Thanks, Kate. Sounds delicious. Add your own oily recipe to the dugout by emailing us at revolutionoilspodcast@gmail.com with your name, city, website if you'd like to share, and your favorite DIY essential oil recipe. Here we go, revolutionaries. I'm here with Chrissy Chen, and we are talking about lemon essential oil. We're going to talk about how to use it in the home for wellness, cooking, and so much more. Chrissy is a Young Living Silver leader and a mother of one. She has worked all over the United States as a travel nurse in the pediatric intensive care unit, neonatal intensive care unit, and general pediatrics. Chrissy, welcome to the show. We're so glad to have you here, and I'm super excited to hear what you have to teach us about lemon essential oil today. It's one of my favorites, and I know it's one of yours too.
Yeah, Sam, thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here today with you, and lemon oil is one of my favorites, so I was really excited when we decided to talk about this one. Lemon is so versatile. There's so many ways, you know, you mentioned in the home, cooking, all of that. So we're going to chat about that. Also, physical and emotional health benefits, which come in really handy when you're just about to start the new year and start thinking about those New Year's resolutions.
Absolutely. Well, what chemical properties do you think are worth noting about lemon oil?
Limonene is jam-packed in the lemon rind. So when they're cold pressing the oil, you get tons and tons of limonene in the lemon oil. And it also is in other citrus fruits. And it's really potent in antioxidant properties, which offer support to so many different systems in the body, which we will definitely talk about later. But it even is really helpful for all that you're, you know, going to set forth with those healthy, focused New Year's resolutions. So really, really important for just overall wellness.
Now let's get into some of the how. How would you use lemon oil in the home, for example?
So in the home, I actually have now replaced all of my harsh chemicals that I use really on a daily basis. And it's replaced some of the things that I use, you know, on occasion. So when my son was born, I started looking through all of the things that I had in my house and realizing that, you know, I needed to keep them behind locked doors. And I was like, this is just probably not a good idea. What if he gets into it? And the reality is, if I don't want him touching it, I don't really want to be touching it either. So I realized there was a much simpler solution, and it was getting rid of all of that and replacing it with something pure, natural, and safe. So when I did get my essential oils, you know, pulled them out, grabbed that lemon essential oil, and it's something that I add to all of my DIY cleaning blends. So one of my really big go-tos for cleaning is this recipe of just 5 drops of lemon essential oil. I add it to 1 tablespoon of Castile soap, and that's really to just mix it together so it disperses through the water, since water and oil don't mix. I do 2 cups of warm water, so this is, you know, usually if I'm making a bucket of mop water. I do 1/4 cup of white vinegar. It's really awesome. It's safe. It smells really clean. I can use it to clean the floors. I can use it to clean the counters, the toilets. I mean, you name it. We can use it for everything. It's really, really great.
That sounds like a great recipe. Do you have that up on your website or can we put it in the show notes?
Yeah, you can definitely put it in the show notes. I don't think that that one's on the website.
Okay, great. Well, we'll make sure to put that in the show notes for all you out there listening that want to make that cleaning recipe for yourself. It sounds awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that one. Some other times that I use it that aren't really everyday uses, but some big ones that I've used recently are I use it in place of like a Goo Gone. So if you're trying to remove anything sticky from a surface or from a container, you know, a label of a jar, you can just drop a little essential oil on it directly, or you can fill up your sink with some warm water, do a few drops to that castle soap again, and then let your jars soak for 30 minutes, and it literally just wipes off. It's so, so awesome. You know, the lemon is really great at dissolving certain chemicals, so it just dissolves those chemicals and you can wipe it off. And then another one that I was so proud of myself for coming up with using the lemon oil instead was instead of paint thinner. So I was painting my son's bunk beds with oil paint. I don't know why my husband got oil paint, but it's, you know, a pain to get off the skin. So I was using gloves so I didn't get any on my skin, but I did end up getting some on my wrist. And so instead of grabbing the paint thinner, wiping it all over my skin and then absorbing it into my skin, I decided to grab the lemon oil and just give it a try and see if it worked. You know, a lot of times it's just an experiment with everything. Put one drop on and literally it just wiped off. I didn't even have to scrub it. It was really, really awesome.
Wow, that's awesome. Because that paint thinner smells horrible and you probably don't want that stuff in your body anyway. So that's a great idea.
Yeah. I didn't even know if it was going to work, but I was pleasantly surprised, which I usually am whenever I, you know, try the oils for new things. I'm like, oh, it worked. That was amazing. So I did mention that I like to keep a bottle in the laundry room. I just used it the other day to get a little grease spot out of my shirt. So I know people are thinking, well, isn't an essential oil an oil? Isn't it greasy? But actually, essential oils are it's really a dry oil. So I can use the lemon oil to actually remove a grease spot. So I just put one drop of lemon oil on the little grease spot, tossed it in the wash. And when I pulled it out, it was completely gone.
That's awesome. I've had that same experience. Lemon oil has saved me many number of shirts that have been spilled with oil on them or, you know, coconut oil or things like that. It really works well. But it's funny, I've noticed that it works really well for certain fabrics. And then I've tried it on some shirts and it didn't work as well. So it doesn't quite work every time. But 9 times out of 10, I'd say lemon oil will get those grease spots out really quickly and so easily.
Yeah. And it's not going to hurt it to try. I've never, and I don't know if you have ever, I've never had it, you know, create a different kind of mark or stain or anything like that.
Yeah, no, never. Yeah, it's funny because it's such a powerful oil, but it's also gentle at the same time. So do you ever diffuse lemon oil just for the emotional benefits or do you mainly just use it around the home?
No, I use it in the home, in the diffuser, in the kitchen for cooking. So one of my favorite blends to put in the diffuser is lemon and peppermint or just lemon alone. So it's a really fresh, invigorating scent and a really good one to put in there when you're maybe hosting a party and need to liven up the mood, or if you're trying to, you know, get the day started in the morning and you're feeling a little sluggish. Just turn on your diffuser, put a couple drops of lemon oil in there while you're getting ready, and just inhale the benefits of that. The scent alone is going to waken you up and it's going to make you feel energized and help you get going through the day. So I love using it for emotional benefits.
Yeah, it's great for that. And also it sort of makes your house smell so clean. So even if you haven't cleaned your house and you're having people over, your house still smells like it's been professionally clean because it just smells like lemon oil. It's great.
No, yeah, it's totally like the trick to the husband, right? You know,
right.
He walks in.
Yeah, I've been cleaning all day.
Yeah, I know. It's such a deep clean in here.
Well, how about in the kitchen? Can you use lemon oil in the kitchen? Or what would be the difference between using lemon essential oil versus just using the lemon juice from the lemon?
Yeah, so Young Living essential oils we can use as a dietary supplement and, you know, as a flavoring. They are safe to do that because they are completely 100% pure. I cannot speak to other companies. You know, I do know that they have additives in there. So with Young Living, they are safe to add as a flavoring. So you can use them in your cooking. I've made a really yummy quinoa salad where it called for some, you know, fresh lemons and didn't have any. So I did use the essential oil. Now the difference is between lemon juice is and the essential oil is the juice actually comes from the pulp of the fruit, so the inside of it. Whereas lemon oil is distilled from the rind, like I mentioned before, and it's highly concentrated. So, you know, first of all, if you're cooking with it or adding it for flavor, know that you only need one drop of oil to start with and then taste it because it's going to be way more potent than, you know, a tablespoon of just lemon juice. It takes 75 lemons to get enough oil to fill one 15 milliliter bottle of lemon oil. So that just gives you a picture of how, you know, how many lemons you use to make such a small amount. So it's really, really highly concentrated.
Yeah. And I tell people that are used to doing lemon water every day, you know, they'll cut a lemon, they'll squeeze the lemon, they'll put the lemon in their water. And that's great. But for me, it seems so much faster and so much easier. And it also seems to have even more therapeutic benefit if I just use the lemon essential oil instead. I just drop it right in and drink it that way. And it tastes delicious and it's so much easier. I don't have to, you know, compost the lemon rind afterward.
Yeah, definitely. Well, the lemon essential oil has hundreds of chemical constituents in it, which contribute to the oil's effects on the body and emotions. So it has way more jam-packed in that one little drop than if you were to squeeze a whole lemon in. And you mentioned that it even tastes better. And that's because lemon juice actually contains citric acid, which makes the juice sour and a little bit harsh on a sensitive stomach. So when you use the lemon oil instead, it actually doesn't contain that citric acid. So it makes it taste better and it makes it a little bit easier on the stomach. So that's probably why you enjoy the lemon drop in your water versus, you know, a lemon slice or a, you know, squeezing a lemon in, which I am the same way. I don't like lemon water, but I do enjoy a drop of lemon in my water.
Yeah, I'm the same way too. Well, that's awesome. So tell us about how you incorporate lemon into your daily, you know, health regimen.
Yeah. So for all of these reasons that I've talked about, I love using it, but I love using it for daily support on my body systems to maintain health and wellness. So one way I like to use it, like we talked about, is dropping it, you know, in the water. Now remember, when you are putting lemon oil in your water, you want to make sure that you're drinking it out of glass or stainless steel. And like we mentioned before, the lemon oil can dissolve petrochemicals, which are found in plastic. So you don't want those, you know, leaching into your water and then ingesting those. That's an absolute no-no. So just remember that one little tip. And then in the morning, I also will do a smoothie. So I make a really, really awesome smoothie, one of my favorite recipes, which is coconut water, add a cup of berries, 1 tablespoon of Green Dream Superfood from Philosophy Mama, an ounce of Ningxia Red from Young Living, one of my favorites. And then sometimes I'll add a shot of wheatgrass if I have it, and then definitely 2 drops of lemon oil. And there's a couple reasons I do that, which we'll talk about supporting our body systems in a minute, which is a big one. But if you don't have the Green Dream superfood and you like to put greens like raw spinach, you need to add that lemon oil because when you eat raw spinach, it actually contains something called oxalic acid, which prevents us from absorbing all of its iron and calcium, which are vital to our daily health needs. So just by adding a few drops of lemon essential oil into, you know, your smoothie where you're adding that spinach, we increase the absorption ability, which is awesome to get all of those minerals that we need. So that's a huge reason why I add the lemon oil to my smoothies in the morning. And then also because it really supports a lot of different systems and organs in our body. So three really important systems and organs are the lymphatic system, the digestive system, and the liver. And the lymph system, if you don't know much about it, is a part of the circulatory system and is really important with our immune system and supporting our immune system. So really, really important to support the lymphatic system so that we can keep ourselves healthy. And then the digestive system is a group of organs working together to convert food into energy, which all of us pretty much know that, right? And basic nutrients to feed the entire body. And our liver separates the nutrients needed for building blocks from the waste chemicals that need to be removed from circulation. So as you can see, supporting these systems and organs daily is really, really vital to maintain a healthy body and really, really important when you're thinking of, you know, those New Year's resolutions, when you're going to start thinking about exercising and changing a lot of different things. You really, really need to support these systems that have a huge effect on actually the entire body. So those are like my main reasons why I love doing lemon oil as a, you know, dietary support.
Absolutely. And for those who are new to essential oils, maybe have never used them before, I just want to throw in a couple more simple tips. One is if you're going to be ingesting lemon oil in your water, you might want to add just a little dollop of honey so that the lemon oil doesn't just sit there floating on top. You want it to mix into your water. Also, just a note for the newbies out there, you want to start out really, really slowly if you're completely new to essential oils. Don't, if you've never used essential oils before, don't go out, put 10 drops of lemon oil in your water and drink it down. This is going to be a huge shock to your system. You want to start out slowly, one or two drops. If you haven't yet listened to episode one, which is intro to essential oils, I recommend that you go back and listen to episode number one, which goes over all the basic safety tips of essential oils and how to get started.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of the life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
So, Chrissy, we like to leave our listeners with some really practical advice by sharing with them some words of wisdom and giving them an inside look into different people's daily health routines. So, can you share with us what your daily health habits look like?
So, usually I am awakened in the morning by my son because, you know, God forbid we get to sleep in a little bit around here. So, I hear him, I pop up. I've gotten in the habit of waking up with gratitude. So just thinking of one thing that I'm grateful for has really helped me start on a positive foot for sure, hands down. You know, I read one or two positive affirmations. So if you don't know what affirmations are, they're speaking something that's positive maybe about yourself. So I say things like, I am strong, I am confident, I am healthy. You know, so I do my little gratitude, my thankfulness, I speak my affirmation, and then I go get Avery and we head downstairs and usually he's, you know, eat, 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 wants to eat. So I get him set up and then I start making my smoothie. So that's one of the first things that I do in the morning. So, and he loves to help out. So he sits on the counter and eats frozen berries out of the bag, adding them one by one to the blender, mix up my smoothie. And I found that starting the day with my mind first, and then it really brings in positive energy. And then following it with something nutritious has given me a whole new perspective on how to tackle the day. So that's, you know, my little healthy routine in the morning that I highly, highly recommend getting in the habit of doing.
I love that. Start the day out with the mind. Now, finally, what's just one thing that we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
Well, hands down, I'm going to say sugar. So absolutely the hardest thing to eliminate, but absolutely the most important thing and the, you know, cheapest thing we can do is just eliminate sugar, cut it out. It's so, so hard, but it will completely transform your health, both your mind and your body. Just try cutting it out for one day, see how it goes. If you make it through the day, you know, move on to day two. Just take it one step at a time. And literally, if you go a week without sugar, I mean, if you go a day or two without sugar, you're going to feel a difference. If you go a week without sugar, you are going to be a changed person, I promise you.
So true and so difficult. It's so addicting, but you're absolutely right. We should all cut out the sugar.
That's all for today. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Samantha Lee Wright, your host, and I'm so happy to bring you new and insightful essential oil content every Tuesday.
You can follow me on Instagram at Sam Lee Wright. That's SamLeeWright. You can use the hashtag Essential Oil Revolution Podcast to say hello. And you can also follow the podcast on Facebook at Essential Oil Revolution Podcast. Make sure you are subscribed to the show so you can get new episodes downloaded while you sleep. This show is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. And you can also tell Alexa, "Hey Alexa, play the Essential Oil Revolution Podcast," and she'll do it. How cool is that? Our website is revolutionoilspodcast.com, and all the links mentioned in today's episode should be right below wherever you are hearing this. Just scroll down to find episode notes. We also have a list of frequently asked questions on there, such as what oil brand do I recommend and why, are oils safe to take internally, info on cats and oils, and more. I can't thank you enough for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of the revolution. We'll catch you here next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.